I want to get to Jimmy Garoppolo. He spoke to Monday Morning Quarterback. What went on there?
Well, an interesting and insightful piece. Albert Breer of the MMQB spoke with Garoppolo after Monday's practice, and Garoppolo, he said this. He goes, so basically he asked, Albert Breer asked Garoppolo, are you frustrated? And he said, I wouldn't say frustrated is the word. I'm happy. I think everything that happens, happens for a reason. I'm happy being here. I've gotten two Super Bowl rings, so I wouldn't say I'm frustrated. Eager to play is probably a better way to put it. I'm just not used to being a backup. I want to be a starter and compete to be a starter. That's how I look at it.
All right, Brady, don't take this the wrong way, please. Because I'm not trying to be hot sports opinion, hot take guy. But when you say you're happy, when you say you're happy, but yet we all know that he could be a starting quarterback for a dozen teams in the NFL, give or take, right, Brady? Is there any question about that?
No.
And even if he's not good enough, he'd be given the chance to be the starting quarterback. When you say you're happy, that's a mentality of a loser. That's a mentality of a loser where you say you're happy to be okay to be a backup, even though it's the backup to maybe the best quarterback in the history of the world. But that's a mentality of a loser not wanting to go ahead. And, you know, people say, oh, good for Kyrie for wanting to get out of LeBron's shadow. What am I supposed to say about Jimmy Garoppolo that doesn't mind being in Tom Brady's shadow when you know, Brady, we've argued about this. I really believe he could have forced the trade. He could have forced somebody's hands. And I'm out of here. You guys are going to I don't care if I go to Cleveland or wherever the hell I want to go. I want out of here. I want to play. That's a loser's mentality.
Look, it's not a loser's mentality. It's a lie is what it is. He said he's happy because he's not allowed to say, I'm a malcontent. I'm super upset.
That's true.
He said, I'm not frustrated, but He can't say anything but he's happy. He told you what he really is later in the quote. He said, I'm eager to play. I'm not used to being a backup. I want to be a starter, and I compete to be a starter. That's the truth. But happy is just an adverb or an adjective that I don't believe.
Well, are you going to talk like Kyrie? I mean, Kyrie, I'm not happy, right? And he came out and said, I want to be traded. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo could have just said, you know what? I don't want to. He could have just said, I just don't want to be a backup anymore. Is that okay with people? Would you have criticized him if he goes, geez, I don't want to be a backup anymore. I want to play. Go ahead, trade me to Cleveland. You would have said, oh, my goodness, what kind of idiot are you? If we'd say, great, good for you.
Well, no, that,
best of luck to you. You know?
I would have said I don't like that because you have a year left on your contract. I always look at it that way. I hate when people who have their contracts get frustrated and get prematurely upset. That's what I don't like. So if he came out and was that vocal, no, I wouldn't have loved it. But him saying, I want to be a starter, that's 100% fine with me.
Tommy in Jeffersonville agrees with you. I'm not sure I agree with Tommy in Jefferson, but he agrees with you, Brady. What did he text in?
He says, happy from Jimmy G is keeping Bill happy and not upsetting potential trade spots. He's being smart. Totally agree with that. Absolutely agree with
that. But it doesn't work
that.
Like that in the NBA. NBA, you come out, you say, I'm disgruntled and I want to be traded, blah, 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 blah. Yes, Jason, you're dying to say something, yes.
Well, the problem I have with how Kyrie did it is, Kyrie didn't even say it himself. Like, considering the fact that Jimmy G was doing an interview, like, you might as well just say what you're feeling if that's what you really want to feel. That's the bigger problem I have with what Kyrie did. It's that he didn't actually say it. It went through back channels.
Jimmy G did handle it right. He handled it the diplomatic way. And the difference between the NBA and the NFL is the NBA is a player's league, okay? It's the star-driven league. The NFL has the weakest players' union, has the weakest contract system. It's the shield. It's the logo. It's the owners. That's where the power lies in the NFL.
Let me just be real honest with you, Brady, because I know this would bother the crap out of you. If you had a kid, a 10-year-old kid, and said, hey, Daddy, guess what? I get to be the backup quarterback. And you'd say, well, great. We'll work hard. Maybe you'll be the starter. No, I just want to be the backup for the rest of my high school career. Is that okay? You may not say anything, but it would bother the crap out of you inside. And you know it would, Brady.
Yeah, it would bother me if my kid was okay with that. But Garoppolo's not saying he's okay with that. He says,
happy.
He says, happy is a lie. He says, I want to be a starter and compete to be a starter. This would make you mad, okay? If you have a kid and your kid is at a school that you like,
right,
and he says, Dad, I want to transfer. I'm never going to play. I want to transfer and go to a small school. You would say, no, kid, you're going to work hard and try to play here.
I may say that. It depends on you're right. I may say that. I mean, I don't know. I don't want him saying, you know, to me, again, a loser mentality when you say, now you're right. Maybe he's just BSing because he talked to what you said, Peter King in the Monday morning.
Albert Breer.
Albert Breer, who also works for the Monday Morning Quarterback. So, yeah, maybe you're right on that. But, I mean, if he really meant it, I don't know. Brady's been here long enough. Move on.
I don't think he's happy. I mean, and how could he be happy? Look at the other people in his 2014 draft class that have played. Derek Carr,
yeah.
47 starts.
Yeah.
Now has a five-year, $125 million deal.
Yeah.
Blake Bortles has 45 starts to his credit.
And he's awful, Blake yeah. Bortles. He Teddy, should be playing instead of Blake Bortles.
Teddy Bridgewater's got 28 starts out of
and
his draft class.
And he got hurt now. He's pretty much done.
Johnny Manziel's in his draft class and had 8 starts. Zach Mettenberger.
From LSU, right? Zach yeah. Mettenberger. He's not that bad. He played for the Titans, yeah. didn't he? Yeah.
He had 10 starts. Even Tom Savage in Houston has 2 starts.
And then you're okay with that if you're Jimmy grew up.
But he's lying. That's what I'm saying.
Do you believe Brady? Do you think he's lying or do you think he's really happy and content because he knows he's going to make money? Doesn't have to get hurt. He can wait a little bit. I don't know with this guy anymore. 802-655-6672. 802-655-6672. You can send in a text because I know one thing, Brady. If you're really upset, you know it as well as I know. I don't care the sport or the years of the contract. If you're malcontent, if you're upset, you could push your, get me out of here. I want to be traded. Kyrie got 3 years left. He wants to be traded. He's got all the power. Garoppolo got 1 year left. I know they could franchise him. I think he got to be something he could do. What, Jason? What?
You got to respect that, you know, he's being respectful and
no,
doing his job.
Get out of here. This is sports. It's not being respectful. Brady, come on. What's going on
here?
He
is handling it the right way. A leadership position on the field. You know what the right answer is, especially in the Belichickian world, which is the most – we talk about the NFL, the owners have the power. Well, the Patriots have the power over their players,
too. Think what you just said in the Belichickian world. Remember, this is the same Bill Belichick that will cut you a year or two before your end, then keep you a year or two longer. So he'll do that to you, but yet he's wasted – I'm talking about Jimmy Garoppolo now. He'll waste precious time on the bench. When his time is up, don't think that Bill Belichick won't cut him real soon. Get the Chris and Milton, and the texts are coming in like crazy.
Chris and Milton says, I don't think Garoppolo is frustrated because he has been hyped without actually showing anything. I don't agree with that at all. I mean, yes, he's been hyped, and yes, he's only played 6 quarters or whatever it is, but – he believes he's good. Every player believes that they're good and they want a chance. Craig in Essex says, Jimmy G is keeping it professional. He knows Brady's time in the league is limited. No, whether Brady's time in the league is limited or not, he knows that's the right answer.
Do you think in Jimmy Garoppolo's mind, he thinks he's going to play for the Patriots when Brady leaves or he's going to have to play for another team? What do you think he's thinking today in his mind for the future? Remember, write down where you think you're going to be 5 years from now. What do you think he's right now where he's going to be 5 years from now?
I think he expects to be somewhere else. And I think his teammates...
I agree with you.
I think his teammates expect him to be somewhere else.
I agree with you on that, too.
Also, in the Albert Breer article, his teammates told him, Garoppolo said, we were just talking about this, my teammates think this will be the last year I'm ever a backup. So his teammates think Brady's donezo, or they think Garoppolo's going to have to move on.
I think he's going to have to move on. So 802-655-6672 out of Jimmy Garoppolo talk. What's